This is Age from the Age and Millie Show, and I'm here to announce that if you're a Karen, or somebody who gets offended easily, or somebody that's just a straight-up bitch, you shouldn't be listening to this show, because all we do is talk shit. We use foul language, and we talk just really about nothing but just shit. The format's a little bit different. I've kind of come out of my box. I don't care. The fucking punching gloves are off. I will say what I want to say at any time I want to say it. Because I'm a goddamn American. Here on the Age and Millie Show. And here are your hosts, Age and Millie J. Welcome to the show, the Age and Millie Show. And what is on the news today, Miss Millie J?
Well, according to MovieWeb, this is every 80s movie that turned into a Saturday morning cartoon.
Oh. Well.
Okay, let's see if there's a list. Okay. Kind of. Not really. The Karate Kid. I didn't know this was a cartoon.
Yeah. They had the Karate Kid
wait,
cartoon.
Wait, what did I say? This is every movie that turned into... Okay, so yeah. Movies come first. Okay.
Where are we today, Ms. Millie J? Did we not have coffee yet?
Okay, so these are movies for... Leave me alone. The Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
What? I seriously did not know this was a cartoon.
Really?
I mean, I love the movies. I didn't know it was a cartoon. I never even heard of it. It's not like I haven't seen it. I didn't know.
I think it was just like short-lived, but yeah, there was a cartoon with the Karate Kid. Hong Kong.
Wait, what? Rambo?
Yeah, Rambo.
Rambo was a cartoon?
They had a cartoon for Rambo.
Oh, shit.
Hey, get all away from my pastrami.
Whoa. No? How have I missed this one?
One.
One of my faves.
Okay.
RoboCop.
Yeah.
There was a cartoon?
Yes, I remember the RoboCop cartoon.
Toxic Avenger?
Yep, that was a cartoon.
Ewoks.
Of course.
I'm just going to keep going. I haven't seen that either. Teen Wolf. Now, see, I've seen all these movies.
No cartoons yet.
I haven't seen any of these cartoons. Everything I've named so far, I've never seen the cartoons.
Okay, keep going.
But all right, Teen Wolf. Great movie. Okay.
Is there any new...
Here's the Rambo one.
Mm-hmm.
That even looks like them. They did a good job. Okay. Ghostbusters. Okay, I've seen that one.
Yes.
I've seen the movies, seen the show.
And that was a badass cartoon back then. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's RoboCop. Yeah, I've never... Man, this makes me kind of sad, because, you know, I love me some RoboCop. Now, Beetlejuice. I used to love this show. Now, that one I watched. Yeah, look, The Karate Kid. Never watched that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures.
Okay, I did not. Well, was there? Yeah, the cartoon. Yeah.
Toxic Crusaders.
Mm-hmm. That's the guy that looks like Sloth and shit from the Goonies, but he's all green and fucked up looking.
Yeah, I never seen that. I've seen this, Back to the Future. Did you ever see that one? The cartoon?
I don't remember. Maybe.
Conan
the cartoon, guys.
I've only seen like 5 minutes of that movie. With your boy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I've never
5 minutes of it?
Yeah, I've never seen the whole thing. I remember I was eating a sub, and the sub was really good, so I kind of pulled my attention away from the movie. But everyone's like, you need to watch it. And then they gave me a sub. And then, you know, food is better than watching that.
I can't believe that.
Well, no one's ever wanted to watch that.
What do you mean nobody wanted to watch it?
Well, besides you. But, I mean, we never come across it. It's not one of those
besides
movies.
Besides me, I never... You would have watched it if you were watching it with me.
Well, yeah, probably. Because what's that other one that was funny?
What other one?
I don't know. One of those movies with him in it from the 80s. With the little baby thing. And
the baby?
Yeah.
Oh, Junior?
No.
That wasn't an 80s movie.
No, I know Junior.
Give him a minute.
No, I've seen Junior, Twins. I'm talking about the little alien baby in his stomach.
The alien baby?
Yeah. Remember when like Olivia was smaller and you'd be like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Quaid. Quaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a total recall.
I've seen that one. Okay, Highlander.
Consider it a divorce.
Fuck off. Highlander. Don't know it.
Highlander.
Yeah, I don't know it. I don't even know. I don't even think I've seen the movie.
Highlander. Yeah, Highlander. Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe.
Are you done?
It's a Queen song. That was the intro to that Highlander shit.
Never seen it. Movie or...
Oh, wait, no, that was the TV series. It was like one of them fucked up series. They, you know, Friday the 13th had one too. It was like Saturday nights or Sunday nights, like super late at night. And then they had Tales of the Crypt like around the same
hour. Oh, no, I watched Tales of the Crypt.
That was cool. I liked that show. We should do a show on Tales of the Crypt TV show. Maybe.
Okay. I heard they were supposed to bring that back. They wanted to bring it back.
That would be awesome.
I don't know anything about if they are, though, but I heard they wanted to.
Ja.
As far as I got.
Ja.
Now this, I love the movies, but I've never seen the animated series. Police Academy. I fucking love this one, Police Academy.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the cartoon?
I've seen the movie. I never seen the cartoon. Or no, I've seen the cartoon. Yeah, I've seen the movies, but I've never seen the cartoon.
All right, now I haven't seen this one either. Mr. T.
Get the fuck out of here. You never seen Mr. T?
I've seen it on...
I pay the food and then watch Mr. T.
But, like, did I actually watch it? No.
No?
I mean, look, it says it ran from 83 to 86. So this was even before my time, so...
Yeah, but it's still Mr. T.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Oh, there was the whole article.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I guess...
We opened up our segment with this shit? Oh my god. Well, Saturday cartoons. Well,
we need a 90s version. Because that'd be like my jam. This was all your shit.
No, not really. That was just a little bit before me, most of it.
So we need a 90s.
I was a late 80s, early 90s. And then, like, fucking basically from Barney on, get the fuck out of here. Because, yeah.
But, like Barney. But that wasn't, like, my main thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, Barney was definitely your
age like Barney. Group.
Fuck purple cock. I love you. Get the fuck out, dude. These kids, they piss all over my toilet seat. You still want a hug?
Little bastards need a hug.
What's wrong with me? I'm sober. All right, folks. I'm going to smoke me a doobie, and then we'll be back in the next segment. Here on the Age and Melly
Show. Oh.
We'll be back, folks.
So, because of our last segment, I Googled 90s cartoons.
More cartoons?
And I found a list that is the 44 animated TV shows that proved the 90s were the golden age of cartoons.
Absolutely, it's the golden age of cartoons.
So, are you ready for this? Got 44 of them.
Go for it.
I don't know if they're ranked.
How about we do this? Because that's insane.
No.
Start with, no, wait. No, no,
okay. Yeah.
You're going to start with 44. And then you're going to go to 50. But this is what you're going to do. You're going to name 44. And we're just going to scroll down the list.
Wait, to 50? It's only 44.
Okay, but we're not going to talk about all.
You just said 44 to 50. Where am I getting...
Wait a minute.
Where are you coming up with these other cartoons?
Go, okay, no. Go to 44 to 1. Okay. So we're going to go backwards. So you're going to go to 44 to... we'll say to 30, just the fucking argument's sake. And so, okay.
They're not ranked. I've just looked. I looked at the first paragraph. It's just...
A list.
They're not ranked. This is not a ranking.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do.
All right, what are we doing?
Okay, so I will give you a signal. Okay. Even though the people on the audience can't see the signal, which is basically a thumbs up. That means that we will talk about that cartoon. So just say these cartoons, and then when a good one pops up, I'll give you a thumbs up.
Well, what if I think it's a good one and you don't?
And then just give me a thumbs up back.
Ah, can I just start talking?
Go.
Okay. DuckTales. That was a good one. I thought they were cute.
That was after me, though.
Oh, okay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I like that one, but I mean, what am I supposed to say? I got nothing to say. It was good, though. Samurai Jack. Never watched it.
Me neither.
Batman the Animated Series. Now, that I watched.
That was pretty cool, but you know what? That was even... just a little bit after I started watching cartoons and stuff, I was already going into...
Yeah, you were probably already getting older.
Yeah, so... But I remembered it, and it looked badass. That's the one with Mark Hamill as a Joker, right?
It doesn't say...
I believe
and
it,
I,
yeah.
But I think it is.
It is. It's gotta be. Yeah, he was awesome.
Now, this next one, I never watched, but I just hated it right off the bat, and everybody loved it.
What's that?
Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
I thought it was dumb.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
Ugh, this next one, I never watched either. Johnny Bravo.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Bravo. I had a buddy that would say some lines from Johnny Bravo. That's the oh, yeah guy, right? The guy with the big hair looks like Elvis, kind of, but like muscles. Yeah. Okay.
Next, SWAT Cats.
I have no idea.
I don't know what that is. Recess. I've seen that a couple times, but
I have no idea.
That was kind of like after Rugrats. Oh my God.
Everybody knows Rugrats.
Freaking Chucky. He's my favorite. This is another one I didn't watch. Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah, I know nothing about that.
Oh, no, I watch this one every day. Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah, Animaniacs was cool.
Courage the Cowardly Dog. No.
Never heard of it.
Oh, I watched this. X-Men.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was cool stuff.
Oh, Tailspin. I watched that, too. Oh, Hey Arnold.
Mm-mm.
Hey Football Head. The Jungle Book. Now, I've seen the movie and stuff, but I didn't watch the show.
I didn't know there was a... Other than the movie, I didn't know there was another cartoon.
The Centurions? Centurions? Am I saying that right?
Centurions? Centurions?
I don't know. I never watched it. Captain Planet and the Planeteers? Oh. Never even heard of it.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't think so. I mean,
Captain
by the
Planet? Earth, wind, water, fire.
No.
Earth.
Earth.
And together we
Earth,
are.
Earth, dirt.
Captain Planet? No.
No.
He's the guy with the PSA. He was the PSA guy. He's the guy that started it all.
PSA
Make
for what?
Make sure
pollution?
That you pick up your shit and throw it in the garbage. Yeah, he was the first.
Yeah, the only one I know is Smokey the Bear. And Yogi Bear.
Just move on. You're driving crazy sometimes.
Hey, they're the only ones that taught me a lesson.
I cannot
only
believe.
You can prevent forest fires.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that, but that's a whole different thing. This is not a cartoon. Well, I guess, yeah, that was kind of, yeah, that was a cartoon. What the hell am I talking about? I'm losing my goddamn mind.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, everybody knows Scooby. Scooby.
Oh, another good one. Looney Tunes.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of Looney Tunes.
Yeah?
They're banning them.
What the fuck you talking about?
Well, with everything going on in the world, they're coming for Looney Tunes now.
What I want to know is, who are these people? who are these people? Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld, I'm using your line. Who are these people?
I don't know, but they're coming for both.
Put them in front of me so I can call them a cunt to their face. Because well, I have a serious fucking problem with these fucking cunts. Cancel me, cunt. Hashtag cancel me, cunt. Get the fuck out of here with your fucking canceling your bullshit. You know what you need to cancel? Yourselves, because you guys are fucking retarded. Yeah, I said it. Oh. CDC. Airspace. Elon Musk.
Okay.
I am so done with these pricks.
Okay, let's move on.
No, I don't have problems with Elon. Elon's the man. Hopefully he will save the planet. He's the only one that could. I'm just saying what I'm saying here. It's my opinion. But who am I? I'm a fucking nobody from
the... No, what are you?
From the Midwest.
What are you?
I am... Who am I?
Mexico.
Mexico. Orale, don't give a fuck. Oh yeah, you can't cancel me, bitch. I'm Mexican. So you cancel people? You wanna cancel out of my ass? Suck on my bolas. Or maybe you'd understand huevos. You bunch of fucks. God. I want them pictured on the TV. Line them up. Who are these people that are saying, you shouldn't be watching Looney Tunes. It's bad for you. Do you know what's bad for you? Your fucking kid staying at home with a goddamn mask on. That's what's bad for your kid. He ain't learning fucking nothing. Let's be fucking honest and real here. Come get me. I don't give a fuck. Because at this point, I got nothing to lose. Oh, that's my mix. Arnie in Mexican. Now I'm white in Mexican.
Are you good now?
I am losing my shit.
Well, let's move on.
That's why we have podcasts, so we can make money at home. Join Anchor today.
Ha ha ha! Well, okay.
Be yourself. Ride it. Well, I don't know why I said ride it, but... Be yourself. Well, I don't even know the... I don't even know anymore.
Well, you know how you have your little advertising about talking about your cat?
Oh, my cat. I don't have a cat.
No, but how you...
You want to talk about your cat?
No, but how people can talk about their cat. Remember you like, that's your thing?
I know. I knew a dude that talked about his cat all the time. And I'm like, man, get on the anchor and talk about the shit.
Yeah. Well, leading into cats...
Oh, God.
We got Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. Moving on to the cartoons, folks. We lost focus. I just started rambling there. Oh, my God. You got to stop me. I'm like Howard Dean out there, like, hey, we're going to take over. We're going to let over in the Midwest. And, oh.
Howard Dean?
Is it Dean Howard?
Who? No. Alex Jones?
No. No, not Alex Jones.
Well, whoever you were doing sounded exactly like that.
No, Howard Dean. He was the guy that was running for president.
Oh, the one who said, yelled and something, then he...
He got excited.
Yeah, he got excited.
And they fucking... And they canceled them all.
I remember that.
I like that guy. He would have been a great president. I believe he would have been a great president.
I don't remember that guy's name.
Fuck all
these
people.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah! That guy.
I do want to watch this movie, though. I know we're not talking about movies, but... This Tom and Jerry movie. Even though I heard it's not good. But moving on.
Let's go.
This is something that me and Olivia watch every Sunday.
What do we watch every Sunday?
The Flintstones.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. I just think of John Candy.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Flintstones. Everybody's hating on Steve Martin. And this guy's like, what?
That's
oh,
good.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Okay, so keep on
going. I like
the
slot machine, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Next one. Oh, this is one of my favorites. The Jetsons.
Yeah. Jetsons was cool. I grew up on the Jetsons.
I loved the Jetsons. Oh, another good one. Popeye.
Yeah, Popeye.
The next one. Batman Beyond. Is this the one with...
Maybe that's...
I don't know. See, I don't know. It doesn't say anything about that. About who was who, but...
I don't know.
Batman Beyond.
Let's keep on rocking.
The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest. Never watched it.
Johnny Quest. Hmm. Oh, yeah. That was that weird shit that's like Cartoon Network that I...
Oh.
I don't know. Some of those cartoons were just weird, huh?
This one's a good one. Adam's Family.
I never knew they had a cartoon. Okay.
This one I've watched like once or twice. The Mask.
I don't remember that.
The Roadrunner Show. He had his own?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He had his own show.
Pokemon. I was never into Pokemon. I just didn't get it. Didn't really care to get
it. Yeah, me either. That was just too much. But and then you hear about these guys with like cards on the internet and stuff. And
they're worth a lot of money. Well, they used to be. I don't know if they
no,
still are.
No, they still are. It's a huge thing. Huh. I mean, like, I think there's even cards out there that are over $1 million.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I'm not a collector, as you would say, but I've heard of these things where people buy these boxes of shit and... They're fucking opening up cards. There's like videos on YouTube. Kids opening up these cards. Maybe they're, I don't know, adults opening up these cards. And these are worth this much. And this
oh,
is,
damn.
And Jesus. It's like,
well,
what?
We need to find some of those.
No. That ain't a hobby for me.
$1 million? That's a hobby for me.
Hmm. Well, go get it, baby. Go get it.
Mm-hmm. Thundercats.
Oh.
Didn't watch it.
What? Oh, who am I marrying?
Someone who didn't watch Thundercats?
Oh.
If I, you know what? It kind of looks familiar, but I can't honestly say that I've, like, really watched it. Like, so I'm going to just say I haven't. I might have seen maybe one or two episodes. But looking at this picture, no. SpongeBob SquarePants. Now, when it first came out for me, I didn't watch it. And I didn't see the hype, but everybody loved it. And then it wasn't until, like, later on that I started, like, seeing episodes. And it's pretty funny.
I don't know. I always thought it was fucking weird, but okay.
Dragon Ball Z. Never watched it.
Yeah, I mean, I know what it is.
Pingu. Pingu? Pingu? Pingu?
No.
They look like penguins. No, I've never seen it. Timon and Pumbaa. I've seen like one or two episodes. Aladdin. I never watched the show.
I didn't know you even had a show.
The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Never. I might have seen like one or two, but no. The movie, but not the show.
Really? Never seen it?
Mm-mm. I actually used to hate Winnie the Pooh. My sister was the Winnie the Pooh person. I liked Piglet, though, but this is one of my favorites, though. Spectre Gadget.
Yeah.
I freaking love Inspector Gadget. I don't even know how to say this.
I always liked the bad guy. You never seen him, but you always seen his hand. He's like, I'll get you a gadget.
Kochikame? Kochikame? Kochikami. Don't even know what the hell this is. Let's just move on. Transformers, yes.
Of course.
Mr. Bean, yes. I even own those.
You do?
Yeah, I own the actual show, and on this thing, it came with like the animated series. Those are funny.
Oh.
Bugs Bunny and Tweety show? No.
What? You didn't? How?
I mean, I've watched Looney Tunes and stuff like that, but I didn't watch like their own show.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. I had
everybody,
shit to do.
Everybody's.
I was
get the fuck out of here.
I was a busy
it was
child.
It was on the TV.
What's that mean?
It was always on the TV. You could be changing channels.
Maybe I was busy.
And you would see a Bugs Bunny cartoon somewhere.
Yeah, probably through like Looney Tunes.
I don't know. That's insane if you've never seen that.
Well, see, here's Beetlejuice again. Watch that. Garfield. Oh, freaking love Garfield.
Garfield. Friends, of course.
Naruto?
Nope.
I don't even know what that is. Oh, the Wild Thornberries. I did watch that. Teen Titans?
Nope.
Oh, that's it. We made it through all 44.
Wow.
This list sucked.
That was pretty terrible.
I don't like any of them.
Why are we talking about cartoons?
Because, you know, the world's gone to shit, so.
I know. There's no more good news out there. Everybody's wanting to cancel everything. Well, like I said before, suck my bolas. No?
Yeah.
But, what was your favorite cartoon?
Growing up?
Yes.
Heathcliff.
Yeah?
Yes. I own those two. Oh, and Muppet Babies.
Yeah, Muppet Babies.
And Doug.
Doug.
And,
and.
Oh, my God.
Keep going.
Let's see. Cartoons. And Rugrats. Watch that. Looney Tunes was huge for me. Yeah, and then when also growing up, I liked like real shows though. Not like real, but like kid real, like Shining Time Station.
Oh, okay.
Lamb Chop.
Yeah, my sister loved Lamb Chop too. You guys are around the same age.
And then on like Nickelodeon, oh man, put on some Guts. I used to watch that. Hey Dude, Salute Your Shorts.
Yeah, I didn't grow up watching Nickelodeon at all.
Speaking of Nickelodeon, everybody needs to comment on our Facebook page if they know who the hell Stick Stickley is. because this fuck over here, to my right, I put on a Stickley shirt the other day, and he goes, what the fuck are you wearing? And I said, I'm wearing Stickley.
I don't know. To me, it looked like you were wearing, like...
a dildo with eyes.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Behind a talk show desk. I thought it was like Dick Talk.
That's a good there. Segment, Dick Talk.
No.
Okay.
Don't mind me. I'm just munching on my White Castle. Now, White Castles are good. White Castle should give me a sponsorship. No?
Yes. Because you know Mama over here loves her White Castle.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Let's keep it going. What the fuck? We're at 20 minutes. We might as well keep it going until the end.
We got about
10 more minutes on this whole thing.
All right. We're going to do another easy peasy one. Since we're talking about food, so it kind of rank goes in there, you know?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
A food critic.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Ranks Girl Scout cookies.
Okay.
I don't know who this fuck is.
But he ranks?
Yeah.
Isn't there only one?
He's a Los Angeles Times food columnist.
I thought Girl Scout cookies was like... I thought everybody got the same box.
What do you mean?
Like it comes from the same place. It comes from the factory and then they get the girls to just sell them. It comes from a place. It comes from a distribution center, right?
But what are you...
There ain't like little girls fucking cooking cookies and shit.
What are you getting at? We're ranking them by what they taste like. I don't give a fuck who made them.
But it comes from one source. So
yeah, but like I guarantee you, what's your favorite cookie of Girl Scout cookies?
The Samoa.
Okay, that's like my top. It's tied. The Samoas and the Thin Mints. But see, that's what we're ranking. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But they only have 4 cookies.
No, they don't.
What?
There's like 12 fucking types of cookies.
Still, there's 12 cookies coming from the same place. How can you critique something coming from the same place?
Oh, this fuck didn't even put them in a list. I gotta read it. How can you rank them? Because it goes by which ones taste better.
Oh, you're saying the actual cookies themselves, you're ranking them from 1 to 12.
This guy is.
Well, that guy is.
Yeah.
Okay. See, at first I'm like, wait a minute. How can you critique something if it's coming from the same place? Because there's really no other... Is there like several cookie like factories that are Girl Scout cookies for like different places? I thought it was all in the same... Came from the same fucking place. And then they just send them to the...
What?
The chaperones or whoever the fuck runs the shit. What is it?
I don't know. I was never a Girl Scout.
Well, whatever. But you would get it from the source and then you would sell them because it's like, yeah.
Sure. Let's just see what this guy says.
Okay, whatever.
Fuck so it. He says 12 cookies he tested. So he said Samoas, which is what you just said,
mm-hmm.
won by a long shot.
Absolutely.
He said it's not even close unless you really hate coconut, which I don't know. People who hate coconut, I just don't understand you.
Well, I understand it because there's different types of
coconut. Yes, but
I mean, there's really just one coconut. Here we go again with the ones, but there's one coconut, but there's several ways of preparing it. In the Samoa cookie, I must say, from the Girl Scout factory that it comes from, it is absolute perfection. So that guy's right. Wow, I actually agree with somebody for once.
Well, he said the caramel chocolate chip cookie placed last. I don't even know if I know what he's talking about.
I've never had that. The caramel?
Apparently it's gluten-free, though, because he said that it had a texture like a dog treat. Oh, damn, snap. What? Number four? He ranked the Thin Mint. This man is dumb.
Wait, what are you talking about? What's number two and
three? I don't know. I'm reading, because that's literally the next paragraph is number four. So I want Samoas, and then he said the caramel chocolate chip cookie placed last. And then now number four, he's saying the Thin Mints, which he's retarded. And then he said that eating Girl Scout cookies frozen is the best way to consume a Girl Scout cookie. But now he lifted the Thin Mints to the top number one frozen cookie. This man's all over the place. I'm not even a fan of him. I don't even know what he... This is it. I don't like this article. Yeah. You know what? All that matters is the damn Samoas and the Thin Mints. You can fucking keep everything else. No, I'll take it. Now, if someone was going to buy me a box, I'll take them because they're all delicious. But those are my two faves. Oh, and Thin Mints in the freezer? Oh my god. Just, if you haven't put Thin Mints in the freezer, you don't know. You don't even know. Now I want some damn Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Did they stop selling? Yeah, because right now it's all online. You go online.
And nobody's going to stop selling.
But they do, though. They do stop selling them for the season.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's, if you want to know this, there's 17 Girl Scout cookies.
There is?
Yes. Mm. This fuck only rated 12. Even though he doesn't even go into what the fuck the 12 are. But...
So there you have it, folks. We have wasted 26 minutes and 40 seconds of your lives talking shit here at the Age and Millie Show. She got it right.
Yay.
See ya, folks. Till next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to the AJ and Millie J Show. We appreciate it if you made it this far. We thank you. And don't forget to subscribe on our Facebook page, our YouTube pages, our entrepreneur pages, all the pages. There's a lot of pages. Just like them all. Makes the ratings go up. Show some love. We love you. Good night, folks.